Superhumanradio.com.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. During the first hour, we're going to be talking to Dr. Helen Vassara about advanced glycation end products. We've talked a lot about these components. We're going to talk more about it here and some of its relationship to dementia and metabolic syndrome. Then we're going to change it up and be joined by Dr. Mike T. Nelson, a recent paper that his group published on cardiovascular and ride time to exhaustion effects of energy drinks. Energy drinks are so popular today. Many people use them before working out. Do they work? Are there risks? We're going to discuss that a little bit later in the show. Just want to mention that Age Force has provided our audience with a unique opportunity that is not available anywhere else. Any of the Age Force transdermal patch delivery products, you can get any of them for 40% off, ridiculous, almost half price, anything on the website when you use the coupon code SHR40, go to superhumanradio.com and click one of the Age Force banner ads today and check it out. Dr. Helen Vassara, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm very well, and I'm very pleased to be with you.
Yes, and you've got exciting research here. And this is, you know, some people will say, oh, we've talked about advanced glycation end products till we're blue in the face, but we can't talk about it often enough until somebody starts modifying their diet. It's something that has to be discussed over and over again. The title of your paper is Oral Glycotoxins Are Modifiable Causes of Dementia and Metabolic Syndrome in Both Mice and Humans. Let's talk about the design of the paper first. Was this a meta-analysis or was this a direct study that your group performed?
The report included two kinds of studies. One was in animals, in mice, and the other one was in humans. Both of them were directly attempts to confirm our earlier findings and to expand them from the strictly basic laboratory level to the clinical and to a level that might mean something for us, for the average person out there.
And this is very important because we hear so much about research, but when it doesn't trickle down into some sort of prescriptive approach, some sort of steps that people can apply, the research ends up being meaningless because people cannot take any directives from it and then modify their lives.
You are more than correct in saying that. There is a very long and protracted period that is expected usually on behalf of scientists and medical workers to prove any notion before we venture out to inform the public and provide advice. However, and perhaps because of this obstacle, so to speak,
right,
we have undertaken an initiative to inform the public in ways that bypass perhaps all of these obstacles and publish a lot of this information in a language that is readily understood by everyone. Unlike many approaches to our diseases nowadays, which demands the production of a particular agent or a drug, in this particular situation, we have arrived at a finding that may underlie multiple diseases of this era.
Right.
As we go forward, many of these chronic epidemics that affect largely the older population.
Right.
And which are, study after study now confirmed to be rooted in our food environment.
Yes.
So it was, in a way, obvious that our first attempts should be turned and should focus directly on our food before going on to try to design agents that might interfere with whatever it is happening out there.
Right.
There are hundreds of thousands of studies, as you probably know, that implicate various aspects of our diet. Any aspect, any nutritional aspect or any vitamin aspect of the food has been already not only addressed, but exhaustively so.
Right.
What we discovered, and that had nothing to do with our primary focus in food, because we're a basic scientific laboratory that initially worked on diabetes and aging, and in particular with the role of these products, these AGEs that we mentioned, in diabetes. We didn't know anything about the role of AGEs in food, mm-hmm. of, 20 or 30 years ago when
right.
I got into this.
Right, because it was automatically assumed that people developed AGEs, glycation end products, as a result of some metabolic...
You actually,
what's that?
Carl.
You lost me?
I am losing you.
Can you hear me now?
Very little.
Okay, hold on a second. Let's see if I can... How about right now? Any better?
No.
My goodness. Okay, so maybe what we need to do is... Let me do this. Let's go ahead and take a commercial break
I
now.
I cannot hear you now.
Okay, I'm going to call you back, Dr. Vassara. I'm going to call you back.
Okay.
I'll call you right
back.
Thank
you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, stay tuned. We're going to take a quick commercial break.
Throw away those muscle-building rag mags and listen to real health information you can trust.
So right now what's trending is like resistance exercise, CrossFit. So he's like, well, I'm going to write an article that will make all of those people go, what? There are people out there who are trying to convince themselves that heavy resistance training is not good for you. They want to be substantiated by why they don't go into the gym and do any kind of work. In order for you to get rhabdomyolysis, you have to be an extremely well-trained athlete who pushes your body beyond the point of no return. And even then you may not get rhabdo.
Only on Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
They couldn't get rhabdo if I said, get rhabdo and I'll give you $1 million.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink NutriCafe. NutriCafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. NutriCafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com today and click the NutriCafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one NutriCafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
The secret word is consistent. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's Secret Word Contest. And good luck.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Get stronger, feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Well, hopefully we've eradicated the problem. Can you hear me now, Dr.
Yes,
Lissau?
I can hear you.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, what I was saying when we went into the break was, I think in the past, we assumed that advanced glycation end products were the result of some sort of biological apparatus in the body and almost was inevitable as we age. But what we're learning now is that it's influenced by our diet, right?
Exactly, exactly. Exactly in the same way that these products, these advanced glycosylation end products, I will refer to them as AGEs, as you did earlier,
right.
In the same way that they form in our own body, they also form in animals out there, since both us and animals are made out of the same constituents,
right.
The same building blocks. The overall chemistry of it is very slow normally.
Mm-hmm.
However, what we have missed for a very long time is that once we obtain food, either in the market or in the restaurant, we forget that in both instances, these foods are already pre-exposed to a certain type of processing, which in most instances, and in the simplest of instances, is heat, and especially dry heat.
Mm-hmm.
The reason for that has been very well understood and very useful overall. It is in order to decontaminate
right.
these products.
And make it more, actually, to some degree, if we look at prehistoric beginnings, to start to denature the protein, for instance, and make it more digestible for us as well.
Exactly. To make it digestible, to make it safe, as we said, and also to make also transportable. You might ask, why is it so bad? Since all of these things are positives, how come they have turned out to be harmful? Well, it's really simple. It's so simple. Humans discovered that if they modify somewhat their food by passing it over fire, they can preserve it for later. Mm. And that is a huge step that has benefited human race or human species, if you wish, to
right.
survive. However, humans ate only rarely animals at that time. And up to even the last century, we didn't have that luxury. It is only in the last 70 or so years, 50, 70 years, that the industry has enabled us to have access to such foods at larger amounts and lower cost.
Mm-hmm.
So we have developed not only the ability and the economic advantage, if you wish, after the Second World War, but also the taste for the foods that have been familiar to us for thousands of years.
Right.
So it would be absolutely no problem if we did not elevate this to a completely different level with the industrialization of our food in modern day. Not only we eat a tremendously larger amount of food than the previous centuries,
but the processing that
but most become, of them are yeah. processed already.
Yeah, and they're coming to us with concentrations of AGEs already for us to consume. So
exactly.
Okay, so
exactly.
Let's talk about something else that I was.
So,
I just want to mention something. I want to kind of work this into the discussion for a second. We've talked about sirtuins on this show.
Correct.
As an indicator and or byproduct or having a causal effect in the longevity model. We know that resveratrol became very popular amongst the anti-aging community because it was claimed to elevate sirtuins, especially SIRT1, which has been linked to better aging in a variety of different, C. elegans and mice and so on and so forth. And we assume
exactly.
that it's going to do the same thing for people too. But also, we know that the things that elevate sirtuin also help regulate blood sugar. For instance, resveratrol was compared to the gold standard for diabetes management, metformin, on a milligram-to-milligram basis and was as effective as managing blood sugar as metformin. So what is the linkage between sirtuins, metabolic syndrome, and AGEs?
And perhaps just with AGEs or with the brain also?
With the brain too, everything, yeah. The
right.
Brain, yeah.
You see, let me go back to the AGEs. Because we have a tendency of focusing in one nutrient or another.
Right.
You see, AGEs are very, very simple products. They're byproducts of normal metabolism, and they form through the spontaneous interaction, just automatically. They form between the interaction, from the interaction of certain sugars with proteins, with fats, and with nucleic acids.
Mm-hmm.
What results from these interactions, if they do not get remain tightly under control, which is the usual case in our body environment, if they exceed a certain level, what they do is they act as oxidants, as Prooxidants. Okay, so the first thing that they do, of course, if you add oxidants to any mixture, is that they utilize and they will deplete our antioxidant defenses. Gradually, these defenses get exhausted. One of these defenses is sirtuin.
Oh.
You see, an elevated level of oxidants will suppress eventually not only the sirtuins, many other antioxidant mechanisms, but we have learned so much about sirtuins that it's an absolutely fascinating system to explore and to take advantage of this knowledge. So we did. And in fact, we demonstrated at the laboratory, at the cellular level, at the molecular level, that AGEs suppress sirtuin. Mm. Not only in the periphery, in other words, in the metabolic syndrome situation or the diabetic situation,
right,
where they suppress sirtuin at the liver, at the muscle, in many other tissues and cells, even in the immune system, in the general macrophage and monocyte, you know, our major immune cells.
Right, right.
But also, if they get inside the brain space, they do the same.
Interesting.
Right.
And this is the linkage to Alzheimer's disease and dementia, I would imagine. This is where the buildup of plaque occurs as a result of this?
Right, correct. You see, AGEs are very ingenious substances. They have evolved over a very long period of time,
right.
Hundreds of thousands of years. They have so many functions. They can distort the structure of a protein. And you were very correct in bringing up the case of the plaque, of the amyloid. Amyloid is an important protein.
Right.
It's not necessarily toxic unless it becomes somehow modified. We have demonstrated maybe 20 years ago, 15 years for sure ago, that AGEs can modify amyloid. Once this happens, then amyloid can no longer be recognized by the normal clearing mechanisms and becomes now a little seed around which the plaque can form.
Uh-huh.
Any plaque can stimulate now the response of the body. The natural response is to try to get rid of it. Hence what we call inflammation. Right? Inflammation
right.
is a response to something that irritates the body. In the past, most such responses by the immune system were directed against bacteria, against viruses, and they were brief and acute, and either the body was able to take care of it or else die. Right?
Yes.
Now we see these substances that ourselves, unknowingly, we bring into the body, these AGEs, that proceed to consume all our antioxidant defenses over periods of years, of decades, if you wish.
Right.
We come to a point where the body no longer has the capacity to get rid of them. What happens right after that is that the system is triggered to try to isolate them or destroy them by turning on the inflammatory machinery.
Right.
That is extremely dangerous.
And because it can't destroy them and it can't eradicate them, you then end up with low-level chronic inflammation.
Exactly. Precisely. And that is not limited in one tissue.
Right.
Or one organ. And as you mentioned, nowadays there is so much epidemiological evidence that points in this very intriguing direction, which is not only diabetes is exploding throughout the modern world, not only obesity is exploding, not only cardiovascular disease is exploding, but now we see dementia rising to that level. But what could be the connection between the two? Scientists tend to be very focused on one area, in, you know, that they understand and they can prove a thesis. However, somehow we have missed over the last, I don't know, 20, 30 years, the big picture.
Right.
That as we are focusing on the minutia, perhaps we are missing the elephant in the room.
Yes, I agree. I have some questions now. So let's
go ahead.
In the research paper, you talk about circulating AGEs.
Correct.
So this means that they have not kind of taken root yet, for instance, for lack of better terms. Is there an effect?
May I interject for a bit? It doesn't mean that. It means what we measure in the circulation is those AGEs that haven't landed anywhere permanently yet.
Right.
However, they are also the derivative of several processes. One of them is, you know, the ones that come out from, that come inside the blood from the outside world, from our gut,
for instance. Right.
Another is, whatever amount of these, toxic products is not cleared out into, let's say, the urine. Because our kidneys are the main organ that is employed with that armory, if you wish, to get rid of them.
Okay.
Another is that even when they get deposited in our tissues, where they have no business of staying, they are backing up again into the bloodstream when specific mechanisms that we call receptors that recognize these products pick them up, pluck them up, digest them, and spit them out into the bloodstream. So it's sort of as if you look in a bottle that has many ins and outs, you know, inputs and outs. So it's sort of like a steady state medium, the blood.
It's very dynamic. Okay. So in other words, it's getting what is overflowing from tissue. It's also depositing in tissue and hopefully carrying it to the kidneys where some of it is carried out. So it sounds to me like that if the kidneys are functioning properly, you have a better chance of getting rid of some of these circulating AGEs. Is that a good, fair assumption?
That is absolutely correct. And that is this is another area that is not so well understood or investigated, if you wish. However, it's the only known mechanism that we can get rid of oxidants and noxious or unnecessary compounds, especially AGEs. However, the kidney itself is also a target
for the AGE, right?
For AGEs,
right?
And in fact, is the very earliest target, and something that we have not brought up in the broader readership yet is a lot of understanding, detailed understanding, how the kidney may be actually the first target and the first victim of the excess of.
Uh-huh.
That we are exposing ourselves and the newer generations, not only the older generations, to a very early harmful event.
We have to take a break. I want to plug the book. Okay, so Dr. Vlasara has a book called The Ageless Way, and it's spelled the AGE-LESS way. You can go to the website theagelessway.com. Just put a hyphen between age and less to learn about the book, to find out if you are consuming a diet that is high in AGEs and what you can do about that. Very, very good book. Instead of just talking about the problem, Dr. Vlasara is giving people some solutions. Very, very good. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's asking the right questions at the right time.
I don't care what side of this you're standing on, that GMO is good for us, GMO is bad for us. The truth of the matter is nobody knows the answer. Is it fair to subject this world to this experiment, which may have undeniable, unknown consequences that will be irreversible?
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SuperhumanRadio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today. Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
The secret word is consistent. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Helen Vlasara, and she has a great book at the website, The Ageless Way. It's theage-lessway.com. Check it out. Dr. Vlasara, we've talked a lot on this show. I hate to use the word intermittent fasting because this is a word that polarizes people, and a lot of people misunderstand. And it's only considered fasting in today's nonstop, round-the-clock eating environment. But what I like to call it is a more ancestral meal frequency, where we stop eating at 7 p.m. at night and maybe not have our first meal until sometime mid-morning, hence the real reason for the word breakfast, break fast. When we do these more ancestral meal frequency approaches where we go for longer periods of time without food intake, I know that it stimulates a process called autophagy or autophagy, depending on how you prefer to pronounce it. And the role of autophagy is to kind of rid the body of metabolic waste, because since the body is not playing host to new food, it can spend time cleaning things up. Does autophagy or autophagy, however you prefer to pronounce it, have any effect on ridding the body of AGEs?
There's very little evidence, actually, that that encourages us to think in such strict terms. Autophagy is something that, with respect to AGEs, is an ongoing process, a non-stop, round-the-clock process, and would depend entirely on the availability of the mechanisms that would allow these products to come inside the cells for the purpose of being destroyed. Okay? Most of the time, what we observe in these situations where a disease has taken over is when AGEs have been coming in tremendous excess for a very long period of time, and therefore such protective purposes, as you mentioned, have tended already to be depleted or exhausted. That includes the very complex and very intricate mechanism of autophagy.
Interesting.
So I would not put it on the context of
it's not a first line mechanism either to deal with AGEs, it sounds like. It's maybe only in the worst cases, and by then your body is infested with AGEs.
Correct. That the mechanism that controls the excess of AGEs from taking hold, you know, that protects us against the dangerous threshold, if you wish, the level that might be dangerous for the body, is an ongoing process. We fight against multiple toxic products on a 24-hour basis. And because AGEs are also produced inside the body, this mechanism is always on. Uh-huh. And monitors very carefully these products. These products do not form only in the outside world. They form inside our body, and they form in the tissues outside the cells as well as inside the cells. It's a very basic mechanism.
Right.
That even single-cell organisms possess. So you can imagine that we have evolved very elaborate ways to take advantage of them when we need it, or to counter any attempt for them to be overbuilt. Okay. However, our body has its limits. We never were intended, we're not made to have to manage the huge amount of AGEs or other oxidants that we bring today in from the environment.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So this is way over. It's sort of like
right.
dealing with a tremendous mountain, right, of offensive substances that come into the body, and we are asking it to fight it.
Right. And it can't. It's never been designed. Okay,
right.
Another question.
Right.
So antioxidants are in the news again. In the area of cancer, they have gotten some bad press more recently, but they also periodically get good press as well. In the scope of managing AGEs,
mm-hmm.
It sounds to me like supplementing or at least getting adequate amounts of foods with high antioxidant, I think they call it OAC or something like that, is an important factor in managing AGEs. Is that true?
That is, you know, you have a very good point there. There are so many studies that have tended to discourage people, and for very good reason, because a lot of effort and a lot of money has gone into them. However, I believe personally that with a proper, in quote, eating, a decent level of supplementation with antioxidants could make up for a lot of the problems that we have.
Yeah.
It's just that no supplement and no drug specific, however smart this drug is going to be, can deal alone with the amount of the oxidants that we bring in. So a combination of a moderated intake with our healthier food plus the regular antioxidants would go a long way in protecting us in the long run against many of these diseases. I'm very optimistic, and I think that further studies are going to come along that demonstrate that proper dosing, that is perhaps higher dose, or the proper combination of specific vitamins, can hit the threshold, but not alone. It's not going to happen alone.
Right.
We cannot expect any pill that we take from the outside that is going to really handle the tremendous buckets.
The workload.
Okay. Right.
What about exercise? We know that exercise influences glutathione production, which is a master antioxidant. Exercise has an effect on reactive oxygen species. What about exercise? Does it have a role in managing AGEs?
We don't have any evidence on that. Doesn't mean that we cannot say that exercise is such a necessary and beneficial type of activity overall that we would be completely out of place if we try to argue it. We do not yet have any evidence from research that has gone on that investigates the interaction of exercise and AGEs. However, always there is a balance is the most sensical thing to follow. A balanced diet, a healthier diet that diminishes this the attack on the body mechanisms by AGEs, combined with a reasonable level of exercise, again, is bound to work.
Right.
By itself, exercise, especially by older people, it's very difficult to keep up. It's very difficult to expect that it will apply to all aging people.
Yeah.
And let us not forget, previous generations, when people got older, no one ever told them that they had to exercise until they died.
Well, the truth of the matter, previous generations stayed more active than we do. They were engaged in manual labor. If you look at the Europeans, everybody wants to know what the French paradox is. The French paradox could easily be the fact that they walk to and from the restaurant after they eat a meal. We're forgetting about the fact that we here, at least in this country, we have strived to make people move less. So it's a terrible. I'm on your website. There's a link here on the website, folks. Estimate your AGE intake. I love this. So I'm just glancing at it, and I'm looking at some of the foods that I am shocked are high in AGE. Cream cheese. Why cream cheese?
Okay. Well, again, we have to address the question. What are the AGEs and where they form, right? As we said, they will occur spontaneously, first of all, in the animal. All the cheeses and the butters and all of those wonderful things come from the animal. From the animal fat, from the animal proteins, from the animal sugars.
But it's not high heat. There's no high heat in making cream cheese.
Oh, yes.
Oh, there is. Okay.
Oh, yes.
Okay. That was my mistake. Okay.
Right.
I mean, the rest of these, some of these look obvious. A grilled chicken breast.
Mm-hmm.
3 ounces of grilled chicken, 5,200 AGE index. Another one that's obvious, broiled steak. So any animal protein or any protein derived from animal, whether it's from the flesh or from the milk or a byproduct, for instance, eggs and so on, and when you high heat it, it accumulates a high degree of AGEs, it seems like.
That is correct. You see, we sterilize everything. We sterilize the milk. And there is no way to go against that because, you know, the benefits are far exceeding, the downsides, on their face.
Well, my audience is holding their breath right now because they're expecting me just to say this, that we have promoted raw unpasteurized milk on this show for 9 years, and we have nothing but fantastic stories from listeners who finally found a farmer and started buying milk from them. So I appreciate the fact that commercially produced milk must be pasteurized because of the filthy commercialized approaches that they use for these cows. But if you have small family farms in your area, you can obtain real milk, like the milk they wrote about in the Bible.
Absolutely.
And it's healthy and it's good for you. But that's a caveat emptor type of a thing there, you know.
Absolutely. So, okay. You're totally correct. Okay. Right on the money.
Okay.
Once we know the source and we have to protect ourselves and our children,
yes,
families against infections.
Of course.
Most and foremost. However, the American cheese, if I may focus on a good example, the yellow American cheese that we love very much, we have grown generations on it, is the worst cheese in the world from an AGE point of view. The reason is that it is not only once pasteurized, but then it's pasteurized again and again.
Ah.
Okay, depending again on the conditions that are used, is dried up, is various preservatives may be added later on to alter the taste. Now, maybe we should spend a couple of seconds on the taste.
Please.
One of the reasons that maybe the your audience is very sophisticated and aware already that the reason that we go for certain diseases, right, like the meat products, as we said, the fried meats and the broiled meats and the baked goods, is precisely because of what forms on their surface or inside them, that is AGEs. Mm. The AGEs are the flavors.
Right. Right.
And therefore, this is what we are used to for thousands of years, and this is what allures us when the industry puts out another product that is prepared under these conditions, plus artificially made tastes and flavors. That are very well characterized AGEs that are added into our food. So you realize that we are entering another.
Wow! So what you're saying is that the people who work in food flavor are now actually using AGEs as part of the flavor enhancement of food.
Oh, absolutely!
Holy mackerel! That's unbelievable. I'm being waved at. We have to take our last commercial break. This is such an exciting discussion. And I have to tell you, you really are laying this out in such a way that it's very, very easy for my audience to get. You must go to the website, The Ageless Way, theage-lessway.com. Check out the Estimate Your AGE Intake. It'll be an eye opener. It is for me. I got to tell you something. All right. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is one of those things I think it's going to be 30 years from now, and people are going to go, oh, damn, this didn't work out right.
He's serving up an all-you-can-eat buffet of brain food.
It's gotten worse for us who are overweight because we're now paying our fair share for things that we didn't have to before.
Get it while it's hot.
The fact that there's only 50% of the population is obese, that means the other 50% is doing something different.
You're listening to your daily dose of wisdom. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Do you want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play Your Court sends top-rated instructors to your local court so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. Playyourcourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Prime Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is one of those interviews that I really don't want to end because I keep having more and more questions for Dr. Helen Vassara. Great website to go to, theagelessway.com. Just put a hyphen in between theageandlessway.com, and you can get the book, The Ageless Way, as well there. Okay, I have two questions I really want to cover, and we only have like 9 minutes left. So, Dr. Vassara, first of all, it's been my assumption that the buildup of AGEs during cooking is a result of high heat oxidation of the glycogen in animal tissue, or is it the protein that's being denatured? Which is it?
Are you referring to the how AGEs are forming?
Forming in the meats that we cook, for instance.
In the meat.
Yeah.
You see the meat, like like our own body, our own muscles, because we like to tell ourselves we eat lean meat.
Right.
Now the lean meat consists of muscle cells.
Right.
Now each of these cells is like another world. It contains everything.
Right.
It contains proteins. It contains fats.
Glycogen.
Lipids. Right.
Glycogen.
And it contains also sugars.
Right.
And some of these sugars inside the muscle are 10 times more reactive than our blood sugar, which is outside the cells. So that's something that we really tend to kind of dismiss. We associate the fat with something that has to do with outside the muscle of the meat, and sugars that have to do something with what is in the bloodstream.
Right.
Not the case at all. Each cell of this is each little strand of these little strands of meat that we eat on the lean meat is a wonderful mixture of all three building blocks. So once we put it on the stove or on the broiler or anywhere, the same reactions that would happen in the body very, very slowly will be vastly accelerated under heat.
Gotcha.
And even more so in the absence of water.
And so that's why moisture is important. That's why probably making meats and soup is probably the best alternative of all.
Precisely.
And I love soup. Okay, my next question. the most exciting new frontier is the investigation and clarification of this 4.5 pounds of microbes that we carry around inside of us that constitutes our immune system, the microbiome. We know that it's become less and less diversified as our environment has become more aseptic. We know that it's now being linked through research in metabolomics. There's lots of good research going on linking certain microbes or the absence of these microbes to diseases like obesity and or diabetes. Do you think that we will find out that a particular microbe or group of microbes present in the gut reduces the buildup or accumulation of AGEs?
We do not know. We do not have the answer to this. This is obviously a very important area, and we have great plans to investigate in the future. We do not have an answer. Like everything else, I would venture to speculate that most likely the microbiome has also been affected by the very long history of significant change of what we put into the gut today as opposed to that which was meant to be
right
thousands of years ago. But I would be stepping outside my expertise at the moment.
Okay, okay. And I wanted to mention something else. So I'm looking at the AGE chart on your website, The Ageless Way. And again, there's a hyphen in between The Age
right.
and LessWay.com. I want people to get that. So a fried egg, a single fried egg has 1,240 AGE index, where a scrambled egg has a 75 AGE index, and it's simply a result of the heat that you use to cook the two, isn't it?
The heat and the dryness.
Ah.
Okay. In order to make AGEs, you know, the chemistry of that particular cascade, as we call it, there's an entire cascade of very complex chemistry goes on. But it involves the extraction of water. That's going to happen when you have no water around, and whatever water is inside your food is going to evaporate.
So I have to believe that microwave ovens may be worse offenders at developing AGEs because they zap the moisture out of food.
Correct.
Oh,
correct.
Wow.
Absolutely. You hit it right on the nail. Microwave in our new guidelines, if you wish, suggest that the only foods to be actually introduced to microwaving are soups and liquids.
Yeah, water. Yeah. Right.
Or if anything else like stews and such things. For extremely brief periods of time. The reason that we have misled by microwaving, first of all, the practicality of it, but also the fact that you don't see any burning on the surface.
Right.
Right. But this is precisely due to the design of that piece of equipment. You know, it concentrates the heat, bypasses the surface, and focuses very intensely at the heart of the, whatever it is, the food.
Right.
But you might have noticed if you put a croissant in the microwave, what happens is it comes out very
steamy,
difficult to chew on,
yeah.
Very stringy.
Yeah.
The same will happen if you put a piece of meat and you expose it to microwave.
Yeah, it gets tough. And you can't cook meat. It gets tough. And you like shoe leather.
Oh, exactly. This is exactly what AGEs cause. One of the major properties that we tend to dismiss is this ability of sugars, when they react with proteins in the vicinity, to form these bridges, these crosslinks that tie up one molecule to the other. That happens to us as we age.
Right.
Our tendons, our joints, even our lungs, you know, we cannot stretch anymore.
Right. Right.
The same thing happens in seconds in the microwave.
Wow.
So that should be avoided.
We have come to the end of our interview. I have to tell you that it's been exhilarating to have you on the show. It's opened up so, you know, it's forcing me to revisit some things that I knew about it, but I put them aside, and it's time to reintroduce these things into my diet. This is great. The book is called The Ageless Way. The website is theagelessway.com. Put a hyphen in between The Age and LessWay.com. Go there and estimate your own AGE intake. You'll be shocked. Foods that you didn't think had AGEs have a lot. And you can be preparing your foods differently. Visit this website. Dr. Vlasara, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you. The pleasure was mine.
Take care.
Take care of yourself.
All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have Dr. Mike T. Nelson joining us to talk about energy drinks and their effect on cardiovascular system and a time to exhaustion. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there? We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about that?
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle Books store. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Now we move to another discussion, but kind of staying within the same wheelhouse of the discussion previously. We're joined by Dr. Dale Bredesen from UCLA. How you doing, Dr. Bredesen?
Fine. How you doing?
Fantastic.
Great.
And your group published a paper on a small trial, and small being an important aspect of this, but that showed that memory loss associated with Alzheimer's disease was reversible. And this is a really exciting discussion given the rate in which Alzheimer's seems to be popping up all over the world, but especially here in the United States.
Right, exactly. As you probably know, there are already 5.4 million Americans who have this problem, and there are dozens of millions more that are in early stages or that are at high risk. For example, APOE4, the specific genotype, provides risk for Alzheimer's disease, and there are 75 million Americans who carry the APOE4 gene. And, of course, 99.9% don't know they have it, and most people don't want to know they have it because they don't want to know about the risk because it's always said there's just nothing you can do about it. We have been working now for 25 years to look at what is the underlying mechanism, what are the critical mechanisms that drive the neurodegeneration in Alzheimer's disease. And we were surprised to find that there is actually a very striking network, what we call a plasticity network. So you literally have forces that are driving the memory formation, but on the other hand, forces that are driving forgetting. And this is normal, just like, you know, you're actively forgetting the seventh song that plays on the radio on the way to work yesterday, and you're actively remembering things like where your keys are and what you're going to do later today and things like that. And there's a beautiful balance that occurs throughout your life. But as we age, there are many factors that contribute to a change in that balance. And just as a simple example, if you look at, imagine that you've got, you're doing repairs on your house for many years, and imagine that you've got contractors that do the construction and contractors that do the demolition. Mm-hmm. And imagine that the contractors that do the demolition, every time they come, they do a little extra. The contractors that do the construction, they never show up. After a long time, your house is going to be getting smaller, smaller, smaller. That's the same thing that happens with all the connections in your brain in Alzheimer's disease. You are chronically on the side of the plasticity balance where you're pulling back. So what we did then was to look at what are all these features, and we found actually 36 different ones. And I'm sure that there are going to be some more, but these 36 explain much of what we know about Alzheimer's disease and its epidemiology. We increased all the ones that support the connections. We decreased all the ones that support the pullback. And we see dramatic effects. It typically took about 3 to 6 months.
Okay, so let's talk about first the demolition team, the ones that seem to be causing the erosion of brain function. I would imagine that in this group, we have the plaque that is associated with the disease?
Absolutely. But what's interesting, people always say, well, you know, it's about the plaque, and it's about the A-beta, of course, is the peptide that is the predominant feature in the plaque. There are other molecules as well, but A-beta is a prominent one, and especially one of the particular A-betas, which is called A-beta 42. Mm-hmm. So this is a prominent one, but you have to step beyond that and say, why? Why are you making this A-beta? So for the majority of people, you don't actually have a mutation in A-beta. So why are you making all this stuff? Well, it turns out that you increase this, again, as part of this wonderful balance, because of many, many different things. So, for example, if you suddenly decrease markedly your testosterone or your estradiol or your pregnenolone or your vitamin D or you don't get enough sleep, mm-hmm. or you go on and on and on, all these things feature in that beautiful balance.
Okay, now let me ask you a question, because this is something that I've been confused about. I've always thought that A-beta was a misfolded protein, and we know that fragmented sleep, insulin sensitivity, can cause the endoplasmic reticulum to cause misfolded proteins, but A-beta is actually supposed to be there, right?
Yeah, that's a really good point. That, and it says people go back and forth and often don't describe this accurately enough. So all of us are making A-beta all the time. And of course, you're making it and you're also breaking it down. So again, there's a beautiful balance mm-hmm. between the making it and the degradation of the A-beta itself. But you're absolutely right. It is folding the way it is made to fold. It is cut, as you know, from a larger molecule that's called amyloid precursor protein, or APP. So what we found is that APP is a molecular switch involved with plasticity, with memory. If it is cut at one site, which is called the alpha site, that leads to two pieces, two peptides, which are called SAPP-alpha and alpha-CTF, which is the one on the inside of the cell, SAPP-alpha on the outside of the cell. Those two are both physiological mediators of, guess what, neurite extension, synaptic formation, and synaptic maintenance. So they actually support memory. On the other hand, you take the same APP, you cleave it at three different sites, which are the beta site, the gamma site, and the caspase site, and you have four pieces, four peptides, which are called SAPP-beta, A-beta, which is the one everyone studies, that's the one everyone focuses on with Alzheimer's, but as you can see, it's part of a much bigger picture.
Right.
The next one's called J-CASP, and then the one inside is called C31. So guess what? Those four peptides are all physiological mediators of neurite retraction, synaptic reorganization, and programmed cell death activation. So they're all there to pull back on these and reorganize. So this is, again, this is a symphony. It's a beautiful back and forth. You're activating both sides frequently. But when you chronically activate the four, what we call the four bad guys, the four ones that are pulling back, which is what happens in Alzheimer's disease, then again, you're chronically on the demolition side and not on the formation side. So you're right. The A-beta is meant to form. It is meant as a peptide that makes oligomers. So it's several of these stick together. And then at times, of course, it'll go much larger and you actually see these, you know, these lakes of amyloid that you can see on the scans. But it functions with these little oligomers. It is part of molecules interacting with each other.
What are some of the other growth factors or the builders as opposed to the demolitions that play a role in neuroplasticity?
Right. So, again, dozens of these things. So let's start, for example, with nerve growth factor. NGF is an important one. BDNF, which is brain-derived neurotrophic factor, and by the way, that's the one that goes up a lot, as you know, when you exercise a lot.
Yeah.
So exercise turns out to be absolutely crucial in that balance. So a lot of what we found at the molecular level supports all the epidemiology that we've been hearing about for years. We've known for years that exercise seems to be one of the things that inhibits the formation of Alzheimer's, that decreases your risk. And as you can imagine, all of these studies that people have done taking just one variable, not too surprising, what happens is you see a modest effect in each one of these because you really need to put the whole thing together. What I usually tell my patients is that if you can imagine a roof with 36 holes in it, now that we know about these 36 mechanisms, so if you imagine a roof with 36 holes, well, the drugs that are there for Alzheimer's and the various things you can do, they each patch one hole. So you take a drug, you can patch one hole, that's great, but what about the other 35? So in our approach, what we do is we patch all 36 holes. Now, these are early days. This is, as you said, just a few patients. It's toe in the water. So a lot of these things that we're patching with paper mache here, but it's at least it's understanding what are the critical things. So BDNF, as I mentioned, another one, interestingly, vitamin D. Another one is called Netrin-1. Netrin-1 is a trophic factor and an axon guidance molecule that helps you, and it turns out we discovered a few years ago, Netrin-1 binds to APP itself, and it drives it down the side of making the two peptides that support the memory. So you just go on and on, all these things that have an effect on this. And by the way, on the negative side, for example, is homocysteine. Homocysteine, if you don't have enough B12, B6, and folate, as you know, your homocysteine will increase. Homocysteine causes a post-translational modification, in other words, a change in a protein, which is called TP2A, which takes phosphorylation off tau. So you end up with too much phosphorylated tau, which is part of Alzheimer's disease, which is part of what pulls those connections back.
Interesting.
So all these things feed into this critical balance in your plasticity. And the most interesting thing of all, we've created new mice. These are knock-in mice, where we can go the opposite. They're essentially anti-Alzheimer's, so we actually change the balance in the positive way. And guess what? These mice are amazing. They learn faster, they learn to a higher criterion, and they don't forget. So you can manipulate this plasticity balance in the way opposite to Alzheimer's and actually create super mice in terms of their memories.
You know what's another way of shutting down the production of homocysteine? Creatine supplementation. And interestingly enough, creatine supplementation has been used in some studies to affect memory. But more importantly, homocysteine is produced in large amounts when creatine is produced in the body. It's one of the amino acids that is kind of spun off. If you supplement with creatine and the body doesn't have to produce its own creatine, homocysteine drops to almost negligible production. And that's
right.
I learned that a long time ago. Another benefit of taking creatine for those who take it for sports-related issues is another benefit, and it reduces homocysteine production.
Yeah, and I'm surprised by how many physicians do not check their patients' homocysteine levels. It's an important thing for all of us to know. I often ask people, have you checked your homocysteine? Have you checked your hsCRP? Have you checked your vitamin D level? Have you checked your hemoglobin A1C? Have you checked your fasting insulin? All of these things and more contribute to that balance and contribute to whether we're going to get Alzheimer's disease or not.
We're going to go into a break, but you just talked about insulin sensitivity a second ago, and I want to come back and talk a little bit about that right now. We're talking with Dr. Dale Bredesen. This is a very, very exciting discussion about a small trial that reversed the memory loss associated with Alzheimer's disease. And I have to ask the question, too, later on in the show, if it's reversing the memory loss, which is probably the most outward symptom of Alzheimer's disease, what else related to the damage done to the brain from a disease like this is being reversed? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
The secret word is consistent. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Go to superhumanradio.com. Age Force is having a special Black Friday sale. All their patches are 50% off. Click the banner ad at superhumanradio.com. We're talking with Dr. Dale Bredesen from UCLA about successfully reversing memory loss associated with Alzheimer's disease. This is a very, very exciting discussion. One that should be picked up by every mainstream media outlet, because we are living in a world today where people are developing Alzheimer's disease and dementia at younger and younger ages, and clearly it's something to do with what we are doing. There's an epigenetic role in this. And actually, we're talking a lot about epigenetics here. While you may have the genetic markers for these things, you can avoid developing these diseases by following some of the discussion points that we're talking about here. So, as you pointed out, the APOE4 allele, it plays a very, very important role in triggering inflammation. We didn't fare well after 40 years old. We know that hormonal cessation occurs at that, around that age. But now we have new technologies and therapies. We have beneficial hormone replacement therapies. I use the word beneficial because there's a lot of discussion about the form of HRT, the delivery, methylated versions wreaking havoc with the liver, whether or not these are bioidenticals and so on. And we can leave that discussion to others. But inflammation plays a very important role. It's not the bad guy, but it becomes the bad guy when it's chronic, when it never resolves and there's low levels of constant inflammation. We know that there's changes that occur on a cellular level that lead to cancers, and I have to believe that that also plays a role in the brain as well. So what role do sex steroids, such as testosterone, estrogen especially, because estrogen has been shown to suppress inflammation through a fibroblast activation factor. What role do these play in the etiology of Alzheimer's disease and then what you've discovered?
Right, so you hit the absolutely critical word, involved. So that the issue is that inflammation happens, you know, many times, and it's something that we need for resolving things like, you know, infections and things like that. You've got to have that inflammation, that capacity. Otherwise, you can't get rid of the various microbes that attack us, et cetera. But the problem is exactly what you said, that unfortunately many of us live in a state of chronic mild inflammation. And that is a disaster for heart disease, for Alzheimer's, and for other things as well. So the issue is, getting to the molecular level for a moment, anything that activates NF-kappa-B, as an example, so this is nuclear factor kappa-B, this is a transcription factor, and this actually sits out in the cytoplasm of the cells, but when it is activated, it travels to the nucleus and binds to many promoters and turns on a whole set of genes, as you can imagine, things like interleukins, cytokines, things like that,
right,
that are all involved in the inflammatory response. Now, the most important thing from the standpoint of Alzheimer's disease is to understand that A-beta itself, the stuff that collects in the brains in the patients with Alzheimer's, is a part of the inflammatory response. When you understand that, then you can understand that anything that's chronically activating inflammation is going to put you at greater risk. And in fact, NF-kappa-B is involved with turning on the genes for both beta secretase and gamma secretase. These are molecular scissors that cleave that APP molecule we were talking about earlier and produce this A-beta that is present in Alzheimer's disease. So this is a critical piece. What we discovered is that APOE4 actually interacts directly with the NF-kappa-B and drives it into the nucleus, and then it binds, of course, to these many promoters and turns on the inflammatory response. So what happens is you've got this A-beta in your brain, and by the way, you've also got it floating around in your bloodstream. And there was a group at UCLA led by Dr. Milan Fiala who discovered something very interesting. If you simply take peripheral blood mononuclear cells, so this is just you take someone's blood, you isolate their monocytes and their macrophages, these are some of the white blood cells in the blood, and you simply challenge them with A-beta itself. A normal person, these things will actually phagocytose the A-beta. So you can measure the amount of A-beta taken up by these phagocytes, by these, you know, eating cells.
Right.
These are the things that eat up bacteria and things like that. But if you take someone with Alzheimer's disease, you challenge their peripheral blood mononuclear cells, they don't eat it. And it's a striking effect, such that it's almost 100% sensitive. All the people who are on the low side don't eat the A-beta, and the ones on the high side do. These are the normals. So there is a big difference between Alzheimer's and normals. And again, it's part of the fact that Alzheimer's patients, not only do they have what we talked about earlier, the insulin resistance, but they also live in a chronic state of mild inflammation. And so part of our 36-part program is to resolve that inflammation, just as you said earlier. And in fact, Dr. Charlie Searhan from Harvard has done beautiful work with what he calls resolvins, protectins, and myrisins. These are molecules that actually help to resolve the inflammation. And guess what? These things, some of these are derived from omega-3s.
I was just going to say, omega-3s.
Exactly right. So that's why you want to take the omega-3s. And again, of course, that's part of this 36-part program. And omega-3s are very beneficial. Again, part of a much larger program. And when Dr. Fiala then repeats, as people get on the omega-3s and vitamin D and these other pieces, and he then repeats this, looking at how much these mononuclear cells can take up, their increase, their phagocytosis of A-beta comes back to the normal range. So this is, again, this is part of the inflammatory process. And as you indicated, there are many, many different things that contribute to this, including your hormone balance, including, interestingly, your hygiene, including how much sugar you eat, mm-hmm. including how much trans fat you're exposed to, including what you eat, when you eat, how much you sleep, you know, just go on and on and on. So inflammation is an absolutely crucial part of this. And this is one of the reasons we measure everybody's hsCRP, their C-reactive protein.
Right.
And many of these people, as you know, tend to be quite high when they have Alzheimer's disease.
So does arresting it, okay, the protocol, first of all, I have to commend you about something. We hear a lot of talk about integrative medicine, but in my past experience, this is a group of doctors from different areas of medicine who get together and talk about a patient, but they really aren't, it's not integrative in that the approach, the protocol, the prescriptive approach looks at integrating a variety of different things. Everybody just goes for pharmaceutical drugs of right. their bail in their, within their wheelhouse, so to speak. But right. I'm looking at, I want to read this. I have to commend you because I think this approach shows what real integrative medicine should look like. Okay? Eliminating all simple carbohydrates, gluten, and processed foods from the diet, eating more vegetables, fruits, and non-farmed fish, meditating twice a day and beginning yoga to reduce stress, sleeping 7 to 8 hours per night, up from 4 to 5 hours a night. This is one individual there. Taking melatonin, methylcobalamin, vitamin D3, fish oil, coenzyme Q10 each day, optimizing oral hygiene using an electric flosser and electric toothbrush, reinstating hormone replacement therapy, which had previously been discontinued, fasting for a minimum of 12 hours between dinner and breakfast and a minimum of 3 hours between dinner and bedtime, exercising for a minimum of 30 minutes 4 to 6 days a week. This is really what integrative should be. You're integrating everything. It's not about, well, I'm going to give her Aricept because that's what's in my quiver. What are you going to do? I'm going to give her, you know, glucophage because that's in my quiver. This is what integrative medicine should look like.
Exactly. And, you know, people tend to laugh and say, well, hey, meditation is not a cure for Alzheimer's. Of course it's not. Not by itself. But why would you leave out the ability to reduce cortisol? And by the way, cortisol, and certainly you probably know of the work of Robert Sapolsky out here at Stanford, you know, hugely damaging to hippocampal circuit.
Yes.
So, and again, many of these patients come in with very high fasting cortisols. And so this is one of the pieces. Again, it's not all of it, but this, you know, I should say, I trained as a molecular neuroscientist. So, this, you know, 20 years ago, I would have laughed at this.
Right.
This has come from 25 years in the test tube looking at what are all the critical molecules that drive the loss of neurons. And the surprise to me, my wife is a family practice physician. 20 years ago, she said to me, you know, when you finally figure this all out, you know it's going to have something to do with diet, exercise, stress, sleep, vitamins, these sorts of things. And I laughed and I said, no, we're going to find one specific molecule that's going to create this disease and then we're going to develop a drug for it. Well, I should have listened to her 20 years ago because she was absolutely right. And it turns out that this is a network. And to tweak this network, to change the network's function, you hit it at multiple sites. And, yeah, drugs are fine, but drugs we're thinking of more and more now. Drugs are the dessert. All these other things, changes in lifestyle, changes in sleep, changes in hormones, changes in our food, our hygiene, these things are all the salad and the entree. The drugs are the dessert. Yes, we can add the drugs. In fact, one of the things we're most interested in now is let's go back to some of the drugs that failed because they were only covering one of the 36 holes. Now we should be able to test these drugs. When you do everything right, you should really be able to see whether that drug is doing something important now. So, yes, this is completely based on molecular biology, the mechanistic of what is driving this synaptic loss in the brain. And the surprise is you can do a lot without ever taking the first drug.
Well, and so, you know, one of my favorite books that I've now read twice is The Story of the Human Body by Dr. Daniel Lieberman. And it's and every physician should be required to read this in medical school, because ignoring evolution is at the root of why we treat diseases the way we treat them. And the notion that we are, on one hand, we know that how sophisticated the human body is, but then it's almost insulting that we're going to take one pill and try to cure a disease, when we know that most of the diseases of modernity are a result of us being mismatched for our lifestyles. So you can't just look at a molecule and go, this is the answer. And you acknowledge that by your protocol. You're saying, look, we have to treat the human condition. It's not just one thing. It's the whole condition that this human being is being exposed to and the things that they're doing that need to be changed. But the problem I think that mainstream medicine has with this approach, and they will say to you, is compliance. They'll say, look, we have a hard enough time getting people to take their pills and getting their prescriptions filled. How are we going to get them to meditate, exercise, change their diet? You know, all these things, we're not going to be able to do it. But I disagree with them, because I think ultimately this approach, people will fall in love with. People hate taking pills. Right. We hate taking pills. Here's what I want to do. I want to take a break. And when we come back, I just want to step out of the realm of Alzheimer's for a second. And I want to look at other diseases of the brain and postulate, why couldn't this be effective for them? I have a sister that I lost to Parkinson's disease. I believe that Parkinson's disease is the same thing as Alzheimer's. It's just the substantia nigra instead of some other area of the brain. So let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Dale Bredzin. This is an exciting interview, one of the best we've done in a long time. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
The secret word is consistent. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio
health by going to brookscubic.com right now.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost anymore to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Leave.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Dale Bredesen from UCLA. We're talking about a small but important study that showed the reversal of memory loss associated with Alzheimer's disease by following a integrative protocol that addressed the whole human condition as opposed to a single drug therapy. Dr. Bredesen, I have to believe that I lost a sister to Parkinson's disease. It was very, very terrible. And I have to believe that those types of diseases share some common ground with diseases like Alzheimer's disease.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting that you bring that up because just last night I was working on taking this system 1.0 that we call this, what we call the MEND protocol for Alzheimer's, and developing something very similar for Parkinson's. So in Alzheimer's, we went and looked at all of the different contributors to the, as I say, the plasticity network, so we could get a fundamental understanding of what's driving the Alzheimer's. And as I mentioned to one of the patients recently who came in, is actually a physician, I said, you know, the bad news is you're giving yourself Alzheimer's by all the things that you're doing, and the right. good news is, you know, we can change that. And he's now 3 months into this and doing much better. But with Parkinson's, we don't understand the underlying pathophysiology as well yet. We know some things about it. Obviously, there are a lot of hints from genetics. We know that whatever this motor control system is that's involved, and you mentioned the substantia nigra, but of course, it also includes a locus coeruleus. As you know, it actually includes gut neurons.
Right.
These are affected. You get constipation in this. As you know, you often lose sense of smell. As you know, you often have what's called REM behavioral disturbance. People
yes.
fling their hands, et cetera. That's another part of the brain as well. So it goes beyond just the substantia nigra pars compacta, which is, of course, the most well-defined part. So it's an important illness. Over a million Americans have it, and then another million Americans with Lewy body disease, uh-huh. which is a kind of essentially Parkinson's plus Alzheimer's.
Right.
So very important area. Now, we do have some clues. Alpha-synuclein is somehow involved. Mitochondrial complex 1, if you just inhibit that, you end up with Alzheimer's. Beautiful work from Dr. Ming Guo at UCLA recently showing that if you just inhibit mitophagy, so you talked about autophagy earlier,
right.
If you prevent, it's literally like saying we're going to take the batteries that run down and stop you from throwing them away, these mitochondria that are now running down in their ability, and if you just do that, you get a Parkinson's phenotype in animals, in laboratory animals. So there's something critical about destroying the mitochondria that are not working. There's something critical about mitochondrial complex 1. There's something critical about glutathione. As you know, it's typically low in patients who have Parkinson's disease. So we're developing a similar, we're just working on trying to develop a similar system. And I think you're absolutely right. That's the direction things are headed. When people come in with this, and especially you want to get it as early as possible. And I should add, there are now some groups looking at predicting Parkinson's. When you have this combination, when you have REM behavioral disturbance, and you have decrease in your ability to smell, so your olfactory capability, and you have constipation, that triad is highly predictive of future development of Parkinson's. And you can actually measure with brain scans dopamine uptake through the dopamine, so-called DAT, the dopamine transporter.
Right.
And you can see an abnormality in that about 5 years before the motor symptoms become apparent. So this is the future, predicting Parkinson's, preventing it, and then reversing it if you get to the early points. And it's going to include things like improving mitochondrial function, increasing mitophagy, decreasing radical damage to mitochondria, decreasing damage to mitochondrial DNA, all of these things, increasing glutathione stores, all of these things are going to be part of that system 1.0.
We did a show earlier this year specifically about progesterone-only birth control pills and the onset
right.
of dementia. And so what about this is an important discussion because we may have people out there who may or may not have this APOE4 allele, but they are causing certain conditions as a result of these unopposed hormone approaches to birth control that could be promoting maybe some sort of collateral net loss of neurons versus the rebuilding. Any evidence that these types of birth control pills play into this discussion?
Not to my knowledge yet. However, in the paper we mentioned something that you just referred to. The idea is any time you treat these conditions or prevent them, you want to go as upstream as possible. You want to go as physiological as possible.
Right.
So the last thing you want to do, and this is where, again, drugs are very non-physiological, have all sorts of side effects. Yes, they have their place. Yes, they can be extremely valuable, especially for things like infections and things like that.
Right.
But these are short-term things. You don't want to treat these complex conditions
Rescue.
Just with a single drug. So, yes, you want to be as physiological as possible, and this comes up frequently with HRT. People say, well, gee, why do you even need progesterone if you don't have a uterus? Who cares? Or, you know, I can use it every several months. No, you want to be as physiological as possible.
Yes. I notice here that you have gluten. Gluten is a lectin. There's many, many lectins out there that are anti-nutrients that nature puts in place to keep bugs and critters from eating these plants. But because we're so much bigger, they don't necessarily kill us or drive us off. They just cause low-grade inflammation, which comes to the discussion about grains and some of these other very obvious now through research pro-inflammatory things, even some of the high omega-6 oils from soybean and so on. These should be eliminated from the diet, really, if you ultimately, if you want the best possible results from this. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, you know, this is a really controversial area, as you know, because some groups believe that some grains are fine. If you want to be on the safe side, you're absolutely right. Just get rid of them. Certainly the work of Dr. Fasano over the last years has shown that for many of us, not just those who appear to be gluten, specifically gluten sensitive, or those
who have celiac
disease, those are the rare ones. But for many of us, of course, gluten has an effect that allows your gut to be leaky, so that you end up leaking all of these various peptides into your bloodstream, have all sorts of inflammatory
autoimmune disorders have been linked to this. I call it the innocent bystander process, where the immune system goes after a rogue molecule that looks very similar to a cell that belongs there and attacks both of them.
Exactly. And, of course, there have been people with Parkinson's described that do better off gluten. So this is, a very controversial area right now. And, of course, what's better than some delicious fresh baked bread? So it's not easy to get off this. But, in fact, this is one of the things that I recommend. And as you mentioned earlier, the patients that have come through, a number of have indeed gotten off gluten, and that's been part of their improvement. So what I usually suggest to people is that they get the Cyrex arrays, 2, 3, and 20. And 2 will tell you whether you have leaky gut. 3 will tell you whether you're gluten sensitive specifically. And then 20 will actually tell you whether you have a leaky blood-brain barrier. Also important, and by the way, tremendous amount of work on leaky blood-brain barrier in Alzheimer's. And it certainly seems to be contributory to the process.
That's really interesting, because obviously the blood-brain barrier is there to protect the brain from these rogue molecules, and if the guard is down, so to speak, and these things are getting into the brain's being assaulted.
Absolutely, chronically assaulted.
This is great work. I have to applaud you, and I have to applaud you for another reason, because mainstream medical orthodoxy has very, very difficult time acknowledging what you've acknowledged, that, you know what, I set out to find a molecule, and what I found out was a system that needs to be followed. And I predict that you're way ahead of your time, and I predict that it's going to be a while before this type of approach is embraced. Unfortunately, why that is, I'd rather not discuss now, but I just want to applaud you. I think you're doing great work, and I think that everybody, whether you think you could get Alzheimer's disease or not, should be doing what you're talking about in this paper, just for the human condition, to amplify success of the human condition.
Absolutely. Well, thanks. I appreciate that. And, you know, what we encourage people to do is get your numbers tested. See where you stand, because then you can know where to go. Some people are going to need one thing. You know, part of this is just having it personalized. And, yes, a number of my colleagues have approached me and said, this is strange. Actually, one of the NIH officials that I had worked with in the past said, Dale, I read your paper. It's a little weird.
Yeah.
Well, you know, maybe from the mainstream it is. But we're basically following where the evidence takes us.
So what you have here is really what we talk about on the show all the time, and that is the ancestral template. It really is. It fits right into this. Listen, you were worried we weren't going to have enough to talk about. Okay, look, I want to thank you so much. I applaud you, and I'm going to be watching for more future research from your group. Thank you so much, Dr. Benson.
All right. Good talking to you,
Take
Carl.
Care.
Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, so there you have it. What a great discussion that is right there. The whole show all about your brain. The bottom line is this. The things we talk about on this show, the lifestyle we talk about on this show, is favorable to a healthy brain. Getting proper sleep at night when you're supposed to. Exercising vigorously and regularly. Staying active. Melatonin. Vitamin D3, a primal D. We're learning more and more about why primal D may be better than everything else. Fish oil, oral hygiene. I mean, you know, we have Elisa Profumo to thank about talking to us about oral hygiene all the time. Intermittent fasting or an ancestral meal frequency template. I mean, it's all there. Eliminating grains. More and more people should just listen to this show. That's all I say. And I'm not being selfish by saying that. Anyway, I want to thank everybody for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.
Do you want to take tennis lessons? You know-